But first, an 18-year-old who is very much in the spotlight. Jury selection begins today in the trial of 18-year-old Lee Malvo. He's the young man accused of going on a killing spree in the Washington, D.C. area a year ago. He was 17 at the time of the shootings. Defense lawyers plan to argue that Malvo is innocent by reason of insanity. We want to use this occasion to discuss how juveniles fare in court and whether or not they receive adequate legal representation. The American Bar Association has issued a report that says young people receive woefully inadequate legal representation. And here to talk about this is Stephen Harper. He's a professor of juvenile justice at the University of Miami Law School. And Mr. Harper works with the American Bar Association on juvenile justice issues. Also, Nola Folston is here. She's a DA for the largest district in Kansas, which includes the city of Wichita. Welcome, both of you.
Thank you.
Now, Mr. Harper, briefly explain what the ABA found.
Well, the American Bar Association, when it came to juvenile representation in general, found that there is grossly inadequate representation, that lawyers representing juveniles are poorly trained, that there are a number of juveniles who are taking pleas of guilty without lawyers, that kids are detained for very long periods of time without lawyers being appointed. And that was just in state after state after state and report after report after report.
Ms. Folston, you prosecute young defendants. What's your opinion of their representation?
I can look in the area here in our own jurisdiction and say that I have quite a bit to quarrel about with the American Bar Association. In Wichita, we have a tremendously well-driven court system that makes sure that individuals who represent juveniles are well-educated, well-funded. Those are individual juveniles that are taken as individual subjects, and we're dedicated to looking at the juvenile justice system as well as the adult system.
Mr. Harper, is Wichita the exception that proves the rule?
Well, we have not been yet to Kansas, and I'm pleased to hear that, at least from one perspective, that things are good in Kansas. But the ABA report is the overall representation in the states that we've looked at.
That's really unfortunate, though, Mr. Harper, that you can make a statement that the American Bar Association eschews all of these juvenile justice programs when, as you can tell right from our discussion, you've never been to Kansas, and that there are some programs in other communities that are well established.
That is the exception to the rule. If you look at 12 states the American Bar Association has looked at in a very detailed way, those reports are pretty profound and pretty basic, talking about the inadequacy of representation and funding. And those reports speak for themselves.
Let me ask you, Ms. Folston, isn't it more a question of resources and whether or not poor defendants get adequate representation? Because as we've all known for a long time, money buys better representation. And the majority of young defendants are not wealthy.
I agree that money does buy, in essence, unfortunately, better representation. But I can tell you that as a prosecutor, there have been many occasions when we have reported to the court that it is our belief that perhaps the defendant, the juvenile, is not getting the best representation. And if we don't feel that the juvenile is getting fair representation, then we feel it incumbent upon us to allow the court that knowledge.
And in the state where I practice in Florida, Kathy Rundle, who's the prosecutor in Miami-Dade, Florida, has more than once gone to the state legislature and said that the representation of juveniles should be improved so that children are adequately represented.
And how would you do that?
There has to be increased funding, and in a budget crunch that we are facing in this country, that's a tough decision. But in our country, with our Constitution, you have to, particularly for kids, go out and say, wait a minute, this is a tough one, but we need to fund this in order to make sure that kids are adequately represented. And if you do that, you increase the quality of representation, you make decision-making about what should happen to this kid better. Prosecutors can make better decisions, judges can make better decisions, juries can make better decisions, and everybody benefits from that.
Ms. Folston, do you think the defense bar needs more money for better representation?
I was recently at a national meeting, and we discussed some of the matters involving indigent funds. I heard of a unique plan where money from fines was disseminated across the state to indigent funding for juveniles. So there are ways that the system can fund itself rather than pulling it out of the state funds, et cetera. It can come right out of the justice fund itself.
Stephen Harper is a defense attorney. He's a professor of juvenile justice at the University of Miami Law School, and he works with the American Bar Association on juvenile justice issues. Nola Fulston is a district attorney for the largest district in Kansas, which includes the city of Wichita. Thank you both very much.
Thank you.
Thank you.